a judge and prosecutor, a sports medicine teacher, an orthodontist office administrator. It doesn't scream all-female punk band that tours the world to you, does it? Phoenix-based The Darts brings that background to Bloomington when it plays Night Shop Thursday night. GLT's John Norton has more with band founder Nicole Lauren.
The song is called Take What You Need. It's from The Darts' debut album. Almost immediately, the song ignited interest from author Stephen King, who tweeted out his accolades, and from the satellite radio show of musician Stephen Van Zandt. His fans voted the song one of the coolest in the world in 2016. Both came as quite a surprise to the judge and prosecutor, who had just ended her tenure with the similar-sounding Love Me Nots when that band folded in 2015. Shortly thereafter, Loren and then-guitarist Michelle Balderrama of Brainspoon began writing songs. Loren said their intention was to just send them to radio and then move on to other projects.
And then after we wrote the first couple songs, the songs just kept flowing and the demos were done quickly, and so we thought, well, why don't we just press this thing? So it sort of took off right out from underneath us.
So was it that simple? Within a few songs, you guys went, wait a minute, we've got something here?
Pretty much. I mean, that's how this band still is. We still have our drummer in LA and the rest of us are here in Phoenix, but that doesn't allow for very much rehearsal time. So I knew that I had to have all pros and people who could like listen to a recording and be ready to tour immediately. And that's what I got. So it's worked out great.
This song is from the just-released album by The Darts called I Like You But Not Like That, Don't Hold My Hand. Now, Nicole, you said when you started the band that you knew exactly how you wanted it to sound and exactly how you wanted the band to look.
The sound I knew right off the bat, my old bass player, who is also my current bass player, Christina, she was in a band called The Love Me Nots with me for years. Over those years, we always talked about doing an all-girl band because we're big fans of this little-known band called the Trash Women out of Oakland, California. We loved the Trash Women, and we always wanted to do a band that sounded like them. And so when it came time, we were like, okay, we know exactly what we want this to sound like. So we jumped on it, and it was really easy to, since I was doing all the demo recordings myself with tracks that they were all sending me, I could make it sound like I wanted. Then as far as the look goes, I mean, once we had everybody in one room, or at least cyber room, I could sort of see where it was going. Everybody was a great performer, and they loved being female, even though we're in this rock world, and so we weren't ashamed of that, and so the look came together extremely quickly also.
Well, let's stick with the sound itself. The Love Me Nots were sort of a punkish garage band as well as The Darts are, but I hear a lot more fun and looseness in The Darts than, say, The Love Me Nots. And that's not a knock on The Love Me Nots. It's just, this is what I hear. Is this something that feels what I'm hearing?
Absolutely accurate. I'm glad you can hear it. Love Me Nots was a great band, but there was a lot of seriousness involved in it, and there was some tension between the band members, and we did a lot over like 12 years. You know, that's a long time to keep a band together, and it got intense. Once The Darts started, Christina and I said, all we want to do is play with great musicians and go see the world together and just have a great time. And it's come true in every possible way. We literally, this band, every time we get together anywhere, whether it's in Belgium or we were just in Serbia last week, you know, like anywhere we are, it's a party. It's just so much fun. We have a great time together, and that's sort of the key to the whole thing, I think.
Let's go to the look. In an all-female band, you are unashamedly sexual, and with your clothing, with how you act on stage. Do you get grief for that, or is that, I'm guessing that's intentional?
I don't know if it's intentional. That's kind of just how we all are anyway in all of the bands we've been in. We just are naturally, we like to have fun with the audience. We like to make it interactive. We all are fans of other women and other bands, and I've always thought that the visual for a band is as much a part of the joy of seeing a band live as anything else. So it's something that we we put together very quickly without thinking too hard about it, going, you know, what would Anne Margaret do? And that's what we did.
Well, related to that, do you ever cringe when you see bands, and I'm probably referring to guy bands especially, wearing clothes on stage that look like they either slept in them overnight or been picking them up off the floor in the morning and put them on? Do you ever go, guys, come on, have a look?
You know, those guys don't bother us so much.
Really?
The guys that look like they just got off work on casual Friday and then went out to their show direct from there in their khaki pants, like that's a problem. So we actually have some really good friends who help style us when we need help. And we're always saying, hey, this is our stylist number. You guys should call them.
You're hearing a song from the Darts. The album is called I Like You But Not Like That, and the name of the song is Love You to Death. Nicole Loren with the band is with us. Now, Nicole, the video to this song is full of goth and horror and slithering, and it's just a lot of fun and kind of weird at the same time. Are the band members coming up with ideas for this video and all your videos?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Until this one, we did all of them completely ourselves, with a friend of ours just shooting them literally in my backyard, and then I would do all the editing, and we just threw them together from the top of our heads, you know. And this one, the idea was ours, but we wanted to up the game as far as the quality of the actual shooting. And so we went to a friend who had done several Love Me Nots videos successfully, Matt Eskew, out in California in LA, and he shot the whole thing with a little help and did all the editing himself. And yeah, I mean, he took our ideas and absolutely ran with them.
Off air, you mentioned that you are a classically trained pianist. You grew up in Chicago. You made trips to Wesleyan and ISU when you were in high school to come down here and play. So obviously you've got game. You're a musician. You're not just a punk musician because, you know, you can barely play three chords or something. You got game. Why are you going this punk garage route? Why aren't you a classical pianist?
Easy answer is time. Not so easy answer is fun. When I was playing piano, I had a lot more time. I was a full-time student, of course. And then I ended up going to law school over time. And the time got more crunched. And so I didn't have the hours to put in to keep my classical chops up, so I kind of minimized that down to a jazz combo, and I played in a jazz combo all through law school. It was took a little less time, a little less practice than the classical stuff. And then I became a lawyer, and then I became a judge, and it became less and less time, and a mother. And so now it's, you know, those three chords are about all I have time to crank out, and it's about all I want to do, too, because it's a blast.
Nicole Loren of the Phoenix-based punk band The Darts, speaking with GLT's John Norton. The Darts play Night Shop in downtown Bloomington Thursday evening. Discover other local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.